What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Novaline here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guru. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an army of notifications, alerts, and that siren call of social media? Yeah, me too. It's 2023, folks, and our brains are getting hijacked by the algorithm faster than you can say cat video. But fear not, because on this podcast we are all about breaking free from those digital chains and rewiring our brains for focus. Today, we're tackling the beast that is digital distraction, those pesky interruptions that steal our time, energy, and precious peace of mind. Get ready to reclaim your attention span. First things first, let's be real. You can't just delete the internet, although wouldn't that be amazing? The key is learning to navigate it smarter, not harder. Think of it like this. The digital world is a giant buffet packed with delicious distractions. It's easy to get lost in all those tempting treats, but remember, you're the one calling the shots. Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you manage those digital distractions and regain control of your attention. 1. Schedule your screen time. Just like you'd schedule a doctor's appointment or workout, block out specific times for checking emails, scrolling social media, or engaging in online activities. Treat it like any other important commitment, respect the boundaries you set. You'll be amazed how much free time you suddenly have when you're not constantly glued to your screen. Phone jail is your friend. Ever notice how reaching for your phone becomes a reflex? It's like Pavlov's dogs, except instead of salivating at the sight of food, we get the dopamine hit every time we see a notification. But guess what? You can break the cycle. Designate specific areas in your home, maybe your bedroom or dining table, as phone-free zones. Leave your phone outside these zones and watch how much more present and focused you become. 3. Embrace the power of no. Learn to politely decline those online invitations that don't serve your goals or bring genuine joy. You're not obligated to be constantly available or respond to every message instantly. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, saying no to some things opens the door for saying yes to what truly matters. 4. That's your tasks. Instead of jumping between different online activities, try grouping similar tasks together. Check emails all at once, respond to messages in batches, and dedicate specific time slots for social media scrolling. This focused approach helps streamline your workflow and reduces the mental clutter that comes with constantly switching gears. 5. Cultivate mindfulness. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Pay attention to the sensations of your body, the sounds around you, and the rhythm of your breath. This practice helps you become more aware of when distractions arise and gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Now, let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was constantly battling digital distraction, emails pinging, notifications buzzing, her phone always within reach. She felt overwhelmed and couldn't focus on anything for more than 5 minutes. So, she decided to implement some of these strategies. She scheduled specific times for checking her email, put her phone in a drawer during work hours, and practiced mindfulness throughout the day. Guess what? She noticed a huge difference. She was able to concentrate better, felt less stress, and actually had time to enjoy her hobbies again. Remember, breaking free from digital distraction is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep experimenting until you find what works best for you. The bottom line is this. You are the master of your attention, not the algorithm. By implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your focus, boost your productivity, and create more space in your life for the things that truly matter. So, go forth and conquer those digital distractions. Share your own experiences with us on social media. Let's inspire each other to live a more focused and intentional life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.